Friday. You feel the weight of the world coming off your shoulders? Friday. You're saying Friday. Brings the weight of the shoulder, weight of the world right off those shoulders. How are you, friends? This is
Wow, it's not working today, or what's going on here?
Friday edition? What? Why? Why? You mean
is it just me?
Is the weight of the world supposed to not come off your shoulders till the end of the day, or what? I don't get it, Tom. I don't get it. I'm A-okay. I'm raring to go. Hey, anyway, here's the scoop, folks, on a Normal or Nuts Friday. Busy one today with some guests, so I want to give you the heads up on that. Bottom of this hour, we'll do Trooper Talk. It's actually a truck edition of Trooper Talk, as a matter of fact. Captain Eldon Mayer of the Motor Carrier Division of the North Dakota Highway Patrol is going to be in, and Trooper Dan Kruger, and they'll take your truck-related questions. So looking forward to that conversation as well with the North Dakota Highway Patrol bottom of the hour. 10:30, we are going to talk with Grant Levi. Grant is the director of the North Dakota Department of Transportation. All right? And the North Dakota Department of Transportation, of course, right now, if you look at the amount of dollars that are being invested in infrastructure all around the state, per capita, it's got to be the most in all 50 states. And so this will be very interesting to track and to find out where things are going. And, of course, a lot of that is in the oil patch, but it's not only in the oil patch. It's really statewide. So, you know, we have a concern about traffic levels and getting ahead of the amount of commerce that's happening as a result of what's going on. Looking forward to getting an update on that from Grant Levi today. In the meantime, we have some Normal or Nuts survey questions and time just to chat on this Friday. And do you not feel the weight of the world coming off your shoulders, Todd, now that it's Friday?
Hey, now that I can hear you.
That
Friday,
helps.
Finally. Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Exactly right. Very nice. You know, I'll put myself on the guillotine here.
Wow.
As the first Normal or Nuts subject matter, I'll be the guinea pig, and the audience can answer this.
Okay.
I like Rod Stewart. Am I normal or am I nuts? You need some more context to evaluate what you answer that question.
So you think Rod Stewart is sexy then?
Didn't say that. No. No, I like his music. I like his music. I've been to a couple of Rod Stewart concerts. My wife and I would love it. And I saw it was his birthday today, so I thought maybe we might have a Rod Stewart bumper Friday. Are you okay with that, Todd?
Sure.
Yeah.
Check Bring it on.
There you go.
I didn't realize you were a Rod Stewart fan. I never would have pegged you for that.
I have to tell you, I heard somewhere somebody said, it's Rod Stewart's birthday today. I think it's Jim Croce and Pat Benatar's birthday, too. And when I hear that, then I think of the songs. I'm like, you know how long it's been since I've heard a Rod Stewart song? And it brought me back to the concert. And I was just thinking that way. So, that's the first question today. I'm a Rod Stewart fan. Am I normal or am I nuts? Ladies and gentlemen, you let us know. Now, the serious stuff. Let's check a couple things in the news headlines here, okay? And, by the way, it's Normal or Nuts Friday, which means there are no rules, right? If you want to talk about anything, you just pick up the phone and call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. There's a city in North Dakota right now that has a city commission deciding whether they spend money. They're actually creating a task force that's going to study different ways to spend money on public art. So the first question of the day is, what city do you think that is, number one? And number two, do you think that is normal or do you think that's nuts? A particular commissioner on the city council, city commission in this North Dakota city says public art is near the top of the long-range plans for this city, behind flood protection and infill construction in older parts of the city. So there's a couple of clues in that. Which city do you think this is? Once again, a city in North Dakota creating a task force to study ways to spend money on public art. Only in government could we spend taxpayer dollars to study whether or not to spend more taxpayer dollars on something. Todd, would you be willing to be part of this task force?
Oh, sure.
I would, too. You know, I would save them a lot of money because I would say no. And they'd say, well, what are you doing on this task force? I say, well,
you're not milking the system, then.
I think we could find better ways to spend the taxpayers' money. Now, I'm not anti-art, and by any means. I might not be artsy-fartsy, but I don't know. Is that a technical term?
Oh, absolutely.
Is it okay? Yeah, I mean...
We could do our own little survey right here. It wouldn't cost much at all.
Yeah, should we do that? Is it a good idea to spend taxpayer dollars on art?
And if we were to spend taxpayer dollars on art, what kind of art would you like to see?
Exactly right.
That's the kind of stuff people spend thousands and thousands of dollars to survey, and we can do that very cost-effectively here.
Exactly right.
Now, Not to mention an open forum, so there's no private little, you weren't in the private club that had the survey. This is public.
Exactly right. So weigh in on this, folks. Now, by the way, there's another little controversy about taxpayer dollars being spent, and it has to do with the tourism campaign we talked about earlier this week. Josh DeMaul, who is the new voice of the North Dakota tourism campaign, is being paid about $40,000 to voice four commercials. Okay. Now, the sad part of this is the money they are paying Josh DeMaul is actually less than they would pay Joe Schmo to do those ads. Now, Todd and I could not qualify to be the Joe Schmo for these ads because he and I think enough of North Dakota, we'd do it for free. We'd be happy to put our voice on those for free, wouldn't we, Todd?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But they wouldn't be able to run the ads because, see, North Dakota Tourism markets North Dakota to South Dakota, to Minnesota, to Wisconsin, I think, Nebraska and parts of Montana and into Canada. And a few of those places, you can't be in ads on media outlets unless you're union. Therefore, to record four commercials, just like Josh DeMaul did, the rack rate with Joe Schmo, who carries a union card, is $60,000. The Williston Herald's written about this today, and they're saying the voice of tourism could be a waste of state money. They think it's a bad idea. But what they don't know is it's saved them money because they have no choice but to run ads in those states, and those states require that it has to be a union voice, and they actually would have paid more because Josh DeMaul was being nice and said, hey, I'll do this for less. There's something in my mind very nuts about the idea that you have to have a union voice and that four commercials cost $60,000. Just for me to borrow my voice for four commercials, $60,000. What that tells me is the unions have their thumb on the scale, and folks are paying way more than they should be paying for that, because that's not reasonable.
Because I'd have done it for half of that.
Yeah. I'd probably cut you in half just to undercut you. You know what I'm saying? Let's get to some calls here on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. We're going to start in Tioga, North Dakota. Monty, what's on your mind?
I don't think the city should be spending money on art. The federal government already does it with their radio industry and the what they call fine arts. And
do you have any guesses on what city this might be?
I have a disagreement with that. I even have no control over it.
On the federal dollars. Yeah, you're right. Monty, do you have any idea what city this is? We haven't named the city. We're asking our listeners to guess.
I'm going to take a guess. I've got three cities in mind, Minot, Valley City, or Fargo, and I really think it's probably Minot or Valley City.
It's not, Monty, but I certainly appreciate your guess and comment, and also for listening to 1090 Talk Radio in the Bakken there, Monty. Thank you. John in Minot listening on 550 K-Fire. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I believe the city is Minot, and no tax money should be spent on art.
All right, so you think it's nuts to spend public tax dollars on art?
Right.
And Monty thought it was Minot, and John thought it was Minot. It was not. Let's see if Brad has any idea. Brad in Grand Forks listening on AM 1100. Where is it, Brad?
My guess is it's got to be Grand Forks with some of the crazy liberal stuff we got going on up here, but this is just ludicrous. This is one of the things that I've said for years. Why are we spending money on art and things like that when we can barely keep the groceries on the table? You know, we're complaining about spending, you know, or making cuts to food stamps and all this kind of stuff, but yet we want to go out and start a task force to see how much money we should spend on sculptures and art. Ludicrous. It's unbelievable.
Are you anti-art, Brad?
No, I'm not. But if I can't buy groceries for my kids and pay my heat bill, I don't go out and buy pictures to hang on my wall. You know, I mean, it's just common sense.
Yeah, no, and I think this is the game they'll play. The elitists that think, oh, well, you're not cultured enough. You're anti-art.
Exactly,
you know, they'll play that game. And I'm all for art. I just think if you love the art, pay for it yourself. And,
yeah, exactly.
Or how about this? I bet there's enough artists with ties to North Dakota. You can go out and say, you know what? We'll display and promote your art for free. You just give it to us, and we'll display. We don't even need to own it. Right? We'll just, that happens in famous places in Washington, D.C. The White House is filled with art that's on loan. Right? It happens in museums. Brad, appreciate the call. And by the way, it's not Grand Forks, but I appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. Back to more of your calls on a Normal or Nuts Friday edition of What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The annual Best of the Best in Wheat and Soybean Research and Marketing Workshops will be held Wednesday, February 5th at the Alera Center in Grand Forks and Thursday, February 6th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help producers make better farm management decisions. Hands-on demonstrations will enable producers to get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. Although these sessions are free of charge for farmers, pre-registration is strongly encouraged. CEU credits are also available. For session times and to register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link. Smallgrains.org, click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey, truckers, if you're traveling in the Bakken, take time to visit the all-new $3.5 million truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. It's now called the North Dakota Truck Wash. The new manager, Megan's on the phone. And Megan, folks are raving about your VIP service. Tell us about it.
Sure. We offer a wide variety of services here. We've got free Wi-Fi, television while you wait, showers, hot coffee, donuts, snacks. Come on in and relax while you're waiting for your wash.
And you know, most truck washes specialize in highway trucks, but Bakken trucks are not highway trucks. Tell us the difference.
That's right. Here in the Bakken, the mud is just, it gets caked on there, it gets baked on. We've got ice on top of the mud. We have a demudding system that sprays on 50 gallons per minute, and we just blast that mud right off, and we've got the chemistry figured out now. We've got the correct chemicals to blast that mud away.
It's a new state-of-the-art facility using the newest equipment and the best chemistry to cut through the Bakken ice and mud. Look for the signs off Highway 8 or just south of the Senex in Stanley off Highway 2, the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
John in Fargo sends us a note and says the answer to your question on where this craziness is happening is Fargo. John's the winner. Fargo is the one that is creating this task force to decide how to spend money on public art. Spending money, deciding how to spend money. He says this is from the same people, Melissa Sobolik, who happens to be a commission member in Fargo, the newest member. This is from the same people who brought us special GLBTQ protections by lying about how people were being thrown out in the streets by homophobic landlords and fired from their jobs by employers, neither of whom can be identified. I suspect this effort will be advanced through lies as well. Reminds me of the three-legged stool, which was going to pay for the library. that previous commissioners had talked about. Then when the rubber met the road, the stool only had one leg, the people. It's nuts. All right. Normal or nuts? That's the question. We have others up as well on Chris Christie, and about to put one up on this question of Josh Duhamel and whether it's nuts that a voice you've never heard of costs more than Josh Duhamel's, for crying out loud, because of union rules on where these ads roll. Duane in Williston, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Hello, Duane.
Well, he beat me to it. I was going to say Fargo because I listen to NPR every morning, and Dave Thompson had a nice report on it a few days ago. On Chris Christie, my comment is, obviously Chris can't say it, but I wish some Republican office holder that isn't up for re-election would stand up and say something like the following. This is the way the game is played, so suck it up. After all, if we mess up your traffic, we ruin your morning. If we send the IRS after you, we ruin your life. So if this is how you want to play the game, okay, we'll play.
Well, yeah, the big boy game. Here's the bigger question to me. Does Chris Christie know? Did he know about it? I mean, first of all, this is for anybody who's missed this story. You know, we now know during the election that there was a little bit of political payback, and the New Jersey boroughs that were Democrat and didn't support Chris Christie, some close-circle personal advisors to Chris Christie came up with this hee-hee-ta-ha idea to slow down traffic on Election Day in those communities and snarl up traffic as sort of a payback, okay? Now, Chris Christie yesterday did a major mea culpa, came out, and I thought did very, very well. In fact, if he is doing what he's doing with having had knowledge of it and now trying to cover it up, he is really good at lying. I don't think he is. On the other hand, it seems a little unrealistic that someone in a close circle would do that. But maybe, in other words, if Duane, you and I were colleagues, okay? And we were really close, and I just thought the world of you, and I wanted you to get something so badly, I would just do anything to do it. I would say, hey, Duane, I think this is how we can get it done, but I want to make sure you're okay with this if I do that, right? I mean, I think we do that in the real world. Now, in the political world, you might not. You know, you might not do that because you might think, this is what I'm going to take for the team that he can't know. So, the question we put up on Facebook was, is it normal or nuts to believe that Governor Chris Christie didn't know anything about efforts to disrupt traffic on the George Washington Bridge in a political payback effort for a mayor refusing to endorse him? Is that normal or is that nuts?
Well, I don't think he knew, and just like I don't think President Obama knew about the IRS situation. That he was never told. What you don't know, you can't tell. But we're helping the team out, and anything that advances the team will help. So, no, I don't think President Obama knew that Lois Lerner was doing what she was doing either.
Here's the difference, though, and check me if you think this is wrong, Duane. In my view, in the Obama administration, whether it's, take your pick of scandals, okay, and the things that have gone on, the games behind the scenes at the EPA where they had private emails and they were conniving, or you mentioned the IRS scandal. I mean, Benghazi, Fast and Furious, Eric Holder. We could go on forever on them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's a culture thing, right? In other words,
right.
Barack Obama doesn't have to tell Lois Lerner, go investigate Tea Party groups, okay? Go investigate evil Republicans. He doesn't have to do that because the culture of the folks in there are all going towards one direction. Now, contrast that with Chris Christie. To me, Chris Christie reached out to a lot of Democrats. In fact, he sucked up to President Obama, and that cost him some friends during the Romney campaign. I mean, he had endorsements from prominent Democrats in New Jersey. So I don't think it's fair to compare the Obama administration and Chris Christie. I'm a big Chris Christie fan. I think he's got a snoot full of himself, and he's getting a little bit of what he deserves here. I was impressed with his humility yesterday, and I think ultimately, if there's no smoking gun, this guy's political star is going to rise, not fall, not myself. But do you see what I'm talking about as far as the difference between the two? Do you agree or disagree?
Yeah, I think there is a difference. Christie took responsibility. President Obama never has. But the point has to be made. Look, if you guys want to play the game this way, okay, this is how we'll play it. We won't submit to a double standard here.
What you're saying is, hey, this is no different than what they do. All this guy did is get caught in doing the exact same games that Bill Clinton did when he was in Arkansas, or anybody else in the way.
But the difference is, when he got caught, Christie fired him. So let's, you know, let's at least get as much accountability on your side as we have on our side, or else we'll put on the brass knuckles.
Very insightful, Dwayne. As usual, from the vast, wonderful What's on Your Mind audience. Thank you. Dwayne and Williston listening on KTGO 1090 today. We're from the studios at 550 K-Fire today, the voice of the Northern Plains. We thank KCJB, Minot, KLTC, Dickinson, KTGO, Tioga, and, of course, our Eastern North Dakota, Western Minnesota flagship AM 1100 as well. And, of course, you can hear K-Fire everywhere, which is just fabulous, all across the Northern Plains, and we love hearing from you every single day. 800-228-0550, 0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. All right, Sue in Minot, listening on KCJB at 910 on the radio dial, is ready to roll. Hello, Sue, how are you?
Hi, I have two different thoughts here. It is really a shame that our society is so litigious that within 48 hours of this Bad Bridge episode making the public news, we already have class action lawsuits going. That's a sad story.
Over a traffic jam.
Right.
Hello.
Uh-huh.
Over a traffic jam, for crying out loud.
Yeah. I mean, okay, yeah, the emergency vehicles are a problem and everything, but I think there's a better way to solve their problems with what happened rather than a lawsuit. So it's just, you know, a sad thing. But, yeah, the bridge episode is not good either. But. And then my second thing was, I missed what your beginning on this art story was, but I'm getting the feeling that Fargo wants to buy some art for a display in the public parks or something.
Yeah, well, we were having a little fun with the fact that this, you know, there's a city in North Dakota that created a task force to study ways to spend money on public art. We asked, is that normal or nuts? We were just having a little fun. I think most folks that had, well, maybe not most, because folks didn't know it at first. They hadn't heard about it, but it was Fargo. And what I was trying to say is, does that surprise anyone? Fast becoming Fargo's, North Dakota's most liberal city, unfortunately, and really just at odds. It's crazy. But no matter where it happens, is this not nuts, Sue?
Well, what my thought is on any city buying any kind of art, haven't they learned a lesson from Detroit? Detroit is trying to auction off paintings because they're broke. And I love
very good point, Sue. Very, very good point. Very good point on your part. Thanks for the call. Sorry, we're up against the break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Weefall, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since a ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it is also giving us a chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy, in the world, as a matter of fact, and we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at USSND.com. All gifts are tax deductible, USSND.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Todd Mitchell theme song here. I think they wrote this one for you, Mr. Mitchell. Some guys have all the luck.
Whatever.
The Todd Mitchell theme song, ladies and gentlemen. So
and some guys insist. And some guys insist on buying seat heaters you have to plug into your car instead of getting the factory installed models. I don't know why you do that, Scott. And then forget and leave them plugged in.
Which I did yesterday. And I think here's the life lesson in the whole deal. When I had to do a jump start on the Taurus for the, a tenth time since Christmas, I'm not meant to have seat heat. That's the life lesson. And so we'll be auctioning that off soon here on the program.
It's only been 10 days since Christmas, give or take.
I understand.
Wow.
It's happened quite often. Yeah, sorry about that. Let's get Dennis and Cole Harbor in here. But it's Rod Stewart's birthday today. That's why we're playing the Rod Stewart bumper music. We're going to get Dennis and Cole Harbor listening on KCJB in here, and then we're going to chat with the troopers. Hello, Dennis. You're on. What's on your mind?
Good. Thank you very much. I'd like to make a comment on the Snowden situation. He made his bet. Let's leave him over there in Russia where he belongs. Try him in absentia. Maybe he won't want to come home after that. However, I'm very concerned that the administration and the politicians all want him to come home so they can get their picture taken with him. And by the way, I'm a 25-year veteran, and I maintained a security clearance for all of that time. Thank you for letting me on and make my comments. But leave him where the hell he's at. He made his bed, make him sleep in.
I don't sense, Dennis, you think he's a hero like some people do, or a whistleblower, or that he ought to get leniency like the president does.
That's why I'm saying what I'm saying. The administration has brought charges against him. So in my book, he's not a hero. So anyway, try him in absentia. We've done it before.
Good idea. Dennis, thank you for your...
If he's innocent, bring him home and kiss his tracks. If he's guilty, he might not want to come home.
Kiss his tracks. I've never heard that term before, but...
Well, that's being nice.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Dennis, thank you for your service, sir, okay? And for listening to the program. We appreciate you. Dennis in Cole Harbor. All right, I bet they have good pie in Cole Harbor, but I don't want to go there. I'm still dreaming of all the pies we heard about yesterday on the program. We get a lot of calls on this program about truck traffic, and North Dakota obviously has a lot of commerce going on. It's a good thing. We're one of the fastest growing states in the union because of all the levels of commerce and economic activity that are happening. It also means there's trucks all everywhere, you know, on the freeways, on the byways, on the highways, and so we get a lot of questions about issues relating to truckers. And we appreciate the fact that the North Dakota Highway Patrol is gracious in allowing us a couple of their experts, including Chief of the Motor Carrier Division, Captain Eldon Mayer, and Trooper Dan Kruger, who are both with us today on the program. Captain and Trooper Dan, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Good morning, Scott. It's great to be here.
And any questions you have for these fellows, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I'm going to start with one question that we had after the recent, there have been a fair amount of storms, but, you know, one of the times when the roads were in pretty bad shape, we had some folks call suggesting that the trucks going at a higher rate of speed than the lower profile vehicles were actually putting the lower profile vehicles in danger, and therefore the trucks should slow down. What's your take on that theory?
Well, obviously, it does cause some concern for those smaller profile vehicles. Now, if you look at a driver of a commercial motor vehicle, they generally sit up a little bit higher above the ground. If it's ground drifting, blowing snow, typically you talk to those drivers, they do have a better view of the road, that sort of thing. Now, with that being said, obviously, when there are inclement road conditions, bad weather, we would encourage all drivers to reduce their speed, be careful so that they are able to make better maneuvers, safer maneuvers, that sort of thing. So, obviously, those trucks passing vehicles do create snow fog, some visibility issues, that sort of thing. So, again, just have to caution all drivers to drive defensively, drive safely, and I would just offer this. I don't care what type of vehicle that you're driving. You really have to be concerned with your own driving habits. If it's poor visibility, poor driving conditions, you as a driver, whether you're in a passenger vehicle or a truck, you know, reduce your speed. Make sure you're driving appropriately for the conditions of the roadway.
A couple of questions that have come in by Facebook. One is, I've noticed more semis than regular vehicles stomping on the gas to beat the red light. In general, I guess, concerned about red lights being run. But obviously that profile vehicle would be a bit scary. It isn't safe for semi-drivers to do this. The weight alone is cause for concern if they get into accidents, let alone the cargo they carry. We should be able to trust drivers to drive safely in those big rigs, so they should be held to a higher standard. What's your take on that?
Well, obviously, you know, commercial drivers, it is a regulated industry, much more so than drivers of passenger vehicles. They have to take road, you know, their road tests. If they're hauling hazardous type material, there's additional endorsements that they have to take. You look at the motor carrier industry as a whole, all the rules and regulations that they are required to follow before they even get out on the road. They have training issues, drug and alcohol testing requirements that the companies are required to have for their drivers. The Federal Motor Carrier Regulations that North Dakota has adopted is a huge volume of regulations in addition to our state code that these drivers are required to follow before they even get behind the wheel of a vehicle. So it is highly regulated. Now, when it comes to individual driving behaviors, do we see issues out there? Yes. In regards to the question, do we hear about, you know, all types of vehicles pushing the envelope when it comes to right-of-ways and stop signs? Absolutely. This past year, we actually went out to some of the areas that we identified that are some trouble spots in regards to right-of-way, and we did specifically concentrate on commercial motor vehicles that would violate right-of-way, stop signs, red lights, that sort of thing. In fact, we actually took our department aircraft, put it up in the air, and had them monitoring intersections, and then would radio down to our troopers on the ground the description of the vehicle. Our troopers were right in that immediate area, and we were able to take some pretty decent enforcement action in those cases. And it really gets those drivers thinking about, God, don't know when that trooper's going to be around the corner or up in the air. So,
I love it. Sounds like a good way to just make sure the rules of the road are being followed. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Trooper Dan, how about you as far as motorists and running red lights? Is the listener right that that's a common, all too often problem?
Yeah, that happens with everything. I mean, that happens with passenger cars, pickups, semis. It's just happens way too much.
Is it pushing the envelope? Is it sort of a, hey, I think I can make it, or is it total disregard for the red light?
A little of both. With commercial motor vehicles, you have to look at the weight, and a lot of times for them to stop when they're that close to the intersection, it's impossible for them to stop. If they would, they would probably be through it already. So there's different ways to look at it. You know, people need to use their best judgment and drive defensively.
Trooper Talk, talking mainly trucks today because we do get a lot of questions on that. And by the way, if you have any, they're certainly welcome here. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You mentioned the aircraft enforcement angle, Captain Eldon. What other truck enforcement efforts are underway these days?
Typically, you know, we have what we call the Commercial Motor Vehicle Safety Plan, and it's basically our plan that we try and follow throughout the year. And each year we do various what we call strike forces around the state. I know the whole energy sector and out west with oil and dealing with that is kind of a hot topic, and we do address specifically the oil industry and the energy sector. But on the same token, we have a lot of truck activity going on in other parts of the state as well. Whether it's dealing with agriculture, you know, we have the sugar beet harvest, potato harvest, harvest in general. We have a lot of interstate travel going up and down our interstates. So I-29 is very, very busy. So at various different times throughout the year, we will send actually strike teams out to these various different areas and set up and do inspections. And so whether it's a pullout location or at our fixed scale locations, we'll open those up and we'll saturate them with troopers, and we found those to be very, very successful in, number one, educating the industry, obviously taking some enforcement action on those people that aren't following the rules as closely as we would like them to. So those are very, very effective. Now, in regards specifically to out west in the oil sector, last year we did five separate what we call small oil field strike forces, where we sent guys out specifically to the oil affected areas and did those strike forces. Usually in the fall of the year, we have what we call a large oil field strike force, and that's when we take the entire motor carrier division, and we work together with the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration and their personnel, and we go out to western North Dakota, usually that northwest corner where it's really hot right now, and we set up and do inspections for a week time period, and those, again, are very, very successful. Overall, last year in 2013, we inspected nearly 14,000 commercial motor vehicles in the state of North Dakota. Great, great effort by our troopers out there. We're out there. We want to make sure that the industry is safe. Our overall goal is traffic safety. Commercial motor vehicle traffic safety is part of that overall goal. So,
all right, let's get to some phones here. Dean and Bismarck listening on K-Fire. About a minute, Dean, for your question, and then we might have to get the answer on the other side of the break, but go ahead.
Yeah, just going ahead with this, I've noticed generally the motor carriers are, you know, pretty compliant when, you know, I do a lot of traveling with my vehicle, but I find out motor carriers seem to be holding their own. But what I see, and, you know, at least I've experienced on the western end of the state when I take Highway 85 through Bellfield going south there, travel that road quite a bit. But I noticed that there's a lot of, like, one-ton dualies or three-quarter-ton pickups that are pulling, like, flatbeds or transports of some kind. And, boy, I've seen some of them coming onto the highway. There's, in fact, the last trip I made, I found three of them that never stopped even coming onto the highway. It was just surprised the heck out of me that I would see so many of those. You know,
quick answer, if we can, Dean, for you here. Just hang on one sec.
Sure.
Yeah, Dean, I would just say you're absolutely right. We do see a lot of, like, hotshot companies, these one-ton dualies, flatbeds. You're absolutely right. A lot of equipment needs to be headed out to these various different locations, that sort of thing. So we do see a lot of those. And I can address a little bit more on the break, I guess, if we need to come back. So
sure. Sounds good. We'll do it on the other side of the break. Hang on, Dean, to get the rest of your answer. Tom and Bismarck, John and Carrington, Julie and Bismarck waiting. This is What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Are you in pain? Worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
What is it worth to feel good?
With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
That's not Rod Stewart, is it? Scratch that song. Give me a little Rod Stewart, Mr. Mitchell. Come on, Mr. Mitchell.
I had it ready.
I know you did.
It was sitting right here, and I'm thinking, no, that's not Rod Stewart.
We won't publicly flog Shane for that. But here's Rod Stewart. Here we go.
Wake up, Maggie. I think I got something to say to you.
Sounds like Rod's getting old. He doesn't kind of the same boom in the voice there in the Maggie May.
The sad thing is Maggie May was early in the career. He's in more of a boom now than he did then. What was going on then?
I don't know. It's Rod Stewart. The Rod Stewart Bumper Friday on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. 60,000 jobs, $30 billion plus in economic impact, and, of course, energy security for all of America. How about that? From the North Dakota Petroleum Council, find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. And we continue with our conversation. It's Trooper Talk, talking trucks today, with our guest, Captain Eldon Mayer of the Motor Carrier Division, the North Dakota Highway Patrol, and Trooper Dan Kruger as well. Any other comments for Dean, Eldon, or Dan before we go to the next call?
Yeah, we were just going to kind of maybe add some additional information on those one-ton pickups. So I'll let Dan kind of address where they fall into that category. Again, they do fall under regulated group if they meet certain requirements, and Dan knows what those are.
Well, for it to be considered a commercial motor vehicle by interstate standards, it has to meet a 10,000-pound gross vehicle weight rating combined. For it to be intrastate, which is just inside North Dakota, you need 26,000 pounds for it to be considered a commercial motor vehicle. And also when it's over 26,000 and combined, when you add the trailer and the tractor or the pickup together, whether it be a 1-ton or a 5,500 or whatever, you still have to meet the 26,000 pounds. And then you have to look at the trailer to make sure the trailer is over 10. At that point, you're required to have a Class A CDL. And they are subject to log books when they go outside of their 100 air miles for these hotshot companies, all this kind of stuff. They're required everything that a semi is.
Appreciate the call, Dean. Thank you very much. Tom and Bismarck listening on 550 K-Fire. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, I got a question for these guys. Why do we need more troopers, more jails, more this, more that, when we have drones? And we are supposed to be the new drone capital, one of them, in the continental United States. I'll listen to my answer on the radio. Thank you.
All right. Well, currently I'm not aware of anyone in North Dakota that actually uses drones for patrol activities, law enforcement, that sort of thing. They may use them for some clandestine type drug things that I'm not aware of, but as far as the highway patrol, the police organizations, your cities and counties, I'm not aware of anyone that uses drone activity in the state of North Dakota. And I honestly don't believe that they'll ever take the place of actual boots on the grounds, that human interaction that's required in the job that we
do. We're not going to get to the point where there's a drone over my Cadillac checking my speed or something. No kidding, Scott.
I don't believe so.
I can see that day coming.
Obviously, I mentioned we do have an aircraft that we use for speed enforcement, some right-of-way enforcement. But again, that still has the human interaction. You have a body up there that's making those decisions and that sort of thing. So, not aware of any drones being used in our state.
John and Carrington listening on K-Fire. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
All right. I'd like to talk about El Paso zones. A couple points. I'm traveling 281 south of Carrington to Jamestown, and the road is frosty, and you can't hardly see those lines. I wish they would put up those sideways diamond signs like South Dakota does so you can see them, because it's terrible. The other thing is, correct me if I'm wrong, but the law says you can't be on the left side at any time there's a solid line. And I've talked to other people. I says, if I pull out before I get to it, I keep going. And I say, I don't think so. You might want to clarify that. And I've looked in the driver's manual, and I don't see any mention of that there. So maybe you could address those two things.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll go as far as the striping and the visibility. They are reflectorized, and I guess I can empathize with them. When we get frosty road conditions, those probably can be skewed a little bit, maybe a little bit tough to see. But, currently North Dakota doesn't sign all of their no passing zones as far as an actual sign there. But, so again, I can empathize with the caller if you're out there, you're unsure of what that line actually means. My suggestion would be to just maintain your position. Don't pass unless you're absolutely sure that you are in a passing zone. As far as the question about when can I pass, if I get out there before that double solid line, can I pass? No. If you're within that no passing zone, even if you get there prior to the line starting, it is a no passing zone, and you could be found to be in violation.
One more quick one. Julie Bismarck for our guest. You're on Trooper Talk. Go ahead, Julie.
Hi. Yeah, my question is regarding the licensing of semi-drivers. I just wanted to be clear that farmers and sugar beet drivers don't need to have licenses. Is that true? Because it just seems like if there is... they're licensed for safety reasons, and why do they not have to have licenses to drive a semi on a public road when
only
it's
about 30 seconds for an answer here. I got your point, Julie. I'm going to ask them to answer real quick here because we're up against the break. You bet.
Well, if you're a resident farmer in North Dakota, you're allowed to drive a commercial motor vehicle if you're hauling your own grain or your own product within the state. So you're not required to have one if you're a resident farmer hauling your own product.
Hope you got that answer, Julie. Thank you both. We appreciate
it. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hassle-free lake living starting at $150,000. Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Jared Olson from Chase on the Lake. Tell me more.
Basically, we have units starting at $150,000 going up to around $400,000. Anywhere from a studio to a three-bedroom, two-bathroom. Units right on the water, right on the beach. And they range in square footage anywhere from 600 up to about 1,300 square feet. Nice part about the units here is when you do purchase, you have an optional rental program so that when you're not using them, you can rent them out to try to generate some income and offset your cost.
You have the history. You know already what they're going to be able to generate income from that, right?
Yeah, we have the last 3 years of history. This year, my highest grossing unit did $40,000 in rents, and we've seen 10% growth in the last 3 years across the board. So, you know, we're continuing to grow. We're continuing to get more revenue coming in, so it's a perfect time to buy. We also just did decrease the price on the units by 35% this year.
Give Jared a call at 218-209-5366. Or go to chaseonthelake.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.